This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's when Amy Adams decided, no, we own that color.
We knew that was happening, right?
Yeah, but which they don't. You can't own a color. She was just stomping her feet because daddy, you know, and daddy was mistreated in Houston and all that stuff. So that's where my biggest beef with Amy Adams is. She is a conniver. She's lurked about this. She has her own bad memories about how daddy was treated in Houston, and she's taking it out on the Texans. And it has nothing to do with the color, but the fact that she did that. So to the point that the first thing the NFL did was side with her. And again, I don't think this, I know this, was side with her. And the next version of uniforms they gave the Texans had no H-Town blue in it at all. Yeah. Zero. And then the Texans said, come on now. I'm paraphrasing, I'm sure. They didn't just literally say, hey, Roger, come on now. But they basically said that. And so they compromised. And that's why you see just a little bit of H-Town blue on the backs of the collars and on the alternate blue that you're wearing the hat right now.
Yeah.
Which I agree with you. Maybe all's well that ends well because this was the best mix. But my problem is, who the hell are you to tell the Texans what to do?
But you knew this was going to happen, right?
But it doesn't
McClain
make it any
was
better.
Saying it was going to happen from the jump. McClain might have snitched, man.
Like, who the hell?
But I'm glad, though.
I think, again, we landed here.
I think now that we've gotten here, just a little hint is good.
Yeah. No, it is. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't make it any better. The analogy I gave, the reference I gave earlier was, like, someone from another radio station calling, telling you you can't do something on the air. That's not any of their business. You watch your own stuff, you know? So she is just being bitter. And
she's weird, dude.
And
vindictive. She has no identity. No, she has no identity. Remember when she said she fired Vrabel because they wanted to get the top coach?
Yeah. Well,
I was like, damn,
get?
Is Belichick going there?
Yeah. No.
Callahan.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. She has no identity except stank. Amy Adams stank is the worst owner in the NFL. Like, I'm not even trying to be a jerk. Like, she is the worst owner in the NFL, right? She has to be.
She's got
to
be up
Who's
there.
Who's worse?
Or down there.
She's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So
I actually, just stay out of our business, man.
But I do think it's a favor.
Yeah. Ultimately, sure. Maybe.
Yeah. Remember that planned interview that she had after they fired Vrabel?
That was awful, so bad.
Man. Oh,
that
my God.
That was so bad.
That was trash. That was trash, man.
Man. I would love to interview her.
I wouldn't.
I would. Yeah. Like why does this matter to you so much? Well, it's all our color. Well, what about, you know.
We've been quoting black classic movies today. Mm-hmm. We've been quoting Friday. That's My Bike Punk. You know what bike you'd be quote? You know what movie you'd be quoting if you interviewed Amy Adams Stank?
What's that?
House Party. Martin Lawrence. Ooh, dragon breath. Dragon breath. I bet you her breath smells like pork rinds and hot sauce and ketchup and
scotch
and garlic and wine coolers.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, the stanky one.
Yeah.
Patriots are listening and taking calls from teams looking to move into three. This per Diana Rossini. Diana Rossini says the Patriots are taking calls. They could be trading with the Minnesota Vikings. Keep an eye on that. Andy Reid got an extension. He's going to be in Kansas City through 2029. So at least five more years for Andy Reid. That is perfect, perfect territory to be able to chase the GOAT. You hear a lot of GOAT talk, Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, that five-year window with Mahomes. Got to think Kelce on the back end won't be there, but if Mahomes continues to win chips, then Andy Reid might get into that GOAT conversation if you don't think he's already there right now. Brandon Ayuk, we know he's unhappy in San Francisco. He said as much on Instagram yesterday. His general manager and the former boss of D'Amico Ryans spoke on Ayuk, and he had this to say.
A couple years ago, there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, with B.A. You know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish. And our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that. You know, I was a player once, and I never liked my business being out in the public. And so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks, and I'm just going to leave it at that. And we'll focus on the draft here today. I understand you guys have a job to do and respect that, but that's kind of the tone I'm going to take there.
All right. Thanks, John.
Okay, John.
Appreciate I like you, when man. People say, I know you guys have a job to do.
Thanks, John. Thanks for letting us know, John. We
I know you got to
you,
talk
man.
About stuff for your articles and radio.
We do have a job to do?
I know you got to figure it out. Yeah. But, yeah, we're just going to take this one day at a time. And, you know, Brandon's a great football player. And he's a big part of our success recently. And we hope that he's around here for a long time. Jonathan Gannon, man, he was getting made fun of a lot last year. And I'll be honest, if the Texans had hired Jonathan Gannon, I think there would have been a very, very, very significant amount of disappointment just because it seemed like...
From this side of the table,
yeah,
for sure.
It seemed like that would have been like the guy that you could have hired the year before. And it would have been before the Nick Caserio the last year or so, it would have been, oh, well, he's hiring his guy, Jonathan Gannon. I'm not going to lie, though. I kind of think this guy is pretty funny. I actually think Arizona fought pretty hard last year, and I actually think John Lopez and Jonathan Gannon might get along. Because this was him. Monty Austin Fort goes up there. He gets asked about the draft board. And listen to this analysis afterwards. This sounds like John Lopez reacting to a Nick Caserio word salad.
How many players do you have on your board, and how many do you have graded as a first round?
Yeah, you know, we don't necessarily talk first round. It's not really a language we use. We talk about roles and where they fit on our team. You know, in terms of number of guys that we have on our board, you know, it's a little bit of a moving target. I mean, I'd say we have guys that are up there, but I would say there's a focus number that we're more interested in. You know, I wouldn't say it's an extensive number. We put these guys got to check a lot of boxes for us to be guys that we want to add to our program. Hard for me to give you a number on that, Josh.
Zero chance you're getting that answer.
There you go, Jonathan Gannon, your guy.
Zero chance.
Give me a pow, pow, pow.
Pew, pew, pew.
No, you're right. I mean, he did a good job, but, I mean, come on. He would have just been really awkward in a lot of ways here.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, I don't think it would have worked out. Yeah. I like Jonathan Gannon, but I think... I've said this 100 times. I don't know what D'Amico's flaws are as a head coach yet. I'm sure that you eventually some emerge and there'll be big games. The more the magnitude, the more that you like. If some little thing happens,
might stand out a little more.
But I can say this with my chest 100%. I would not trade D'Amico Ryans for any effing coach in the entire NFL. There is no one.
Yeah.
I would rather have leading this football team than D'Amico Ryans. Point blank, period. Not even entertain the possibility of anyone else.
No, because I said it very early on last year. He's going to have a flaw. We're going to see something. How's he going to handle it? Well, I never even saw a flaw in terms of maybe something, you know, something very, very minuscule. But beyond that, to be able to do not just the reputation of what this team has become in just a year, but how good they've become in just a year. Like, what did we say last year? 6 wins would be good, 7, you know, something like that. And then they all of a sudden they're a playoff team. Like, it's not just the transformation of their reputation; it's the transformation of the team, and that's D'Amico. Like, they are legit, and it happened all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's fun, man. I love me some D'Amico. They say speed kills.
Mm-hmm.
If speed kills, then there might be some murders in the 305. If these rumors hold up, according to Albert Breer, the Miami Dolphins have strong interest in University of Texas wide receiver and the record holder of the fastest 40 time in NFL Combine history, Xavier Worthy.
No.
They already have Jalen Waddle. They have Tyreek Hill.
Have
apparently, they're interested in Xavier Worthy.
I mean, they could run a four by 100 relay that would compete. You know, it'd be crazy.
Here's my thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's like a chess move for Tyreek Hill, because the knuckleheaded stuff's getting a little out of control.
Oh yeah, big time. I mean, what was he talking about? The 10 belongs to me. I don't.
Dude, he didn't know why his house burned down. He said he was trying to get to the bottom of.
Trying to
why
get
his
to the
house
bottom
down.
Of it. Not only that, but then he went in on Pacheco, Isaiah Pacheco, right? Saying that, you know,
felt disrespected.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Coming up, internet going nuts for a number of reasons, some local, some not. In the Loop continues next.
I got the internet going nuts.
Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Texans dropped the unis. They dropped the uniform. Seems like a relatively positive reaction. The gear all over the place. And the party's going to be tonight at 6:30 to 9:30 at the Post. Looking forward to it. Shout out to Cal and Hannah for coming through. If you missed that, check that out on the YouTube channel. But overall, I would say a very, very popular reaction with the fan base. Here and there, people have their favorites. Still not a fan of the home, but people seem to be, even the uniform nerds, I've kind of creeped in on the uniform nerds.
Yeah.
They seem relatively pleased with what the Texans did as well.
I'm surprised, frankly. Not that I didn't like them or whatever. It's just that usually there's always going
to
be...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, they stink this, they stink that. They did this wrong. Very much more positive than I could have imagined. And that's a testament to how they made this thing work. We talked about in the last segment how they figured it out to get the color they wanted in, the design they want, and still keep the traditional logo, which Cal likes and a lot of fans like.
I got the internet going nuts.
Well, Adam Silver had the internet going nuts this morning, as did the NBA, as did a couple of really weird calls in the league. Nick Nurse went off about... a timeout that he tried to call that they didn't acknowledge twice. And then LeBron went off on. This was the worst thing of all. Because, I mean, say what you will about LeBron, no matter how you feel about him, he is the league. He's the dude. Even though there's other stars coming and all that stuff. Just frankly.
Wasn't he talking about a third quarter play, though?
Now, that I don't remember. Was it?
I thought he was talking about a third quarter play, if I'm not mistaken, and they blew a 20-point lead.
Yeah, but what he was talking...
Bro, if you blow a 20-point lead...
No, I don't disagree.
Keep it moving, bud.
I do agree with that, but what I'm saying is, like, LeBron is just throwing people under the bus. Like, this league sucks, is basically what he was saying.
You have a lot to do with that.
Yeah, well, maybe. But Adam Silver, man, it's turning into a big mess.
Yeah, the craziest thing is I saw that I guess their TV deal expired, and they're talking about going mainly stream. You think you can go mainly stream, fellas?
You cannot.
I mean, y'all, the NFL went stream, and they beat you head-to-head on your day.
Yeah.
Christmas. You sure you are going to go stream? That's, yeah, you,
that's a bold move.
A little bold. If
that's
you don't
a bold move right
try to
there.
Make that up. But it is interesting. All the series, by the way, are at 2-0. Had a wild finish yesterday with the Knicks. Had a wild finish yesterday with the Nuggets, with Murray hitting the buzzer beater. Mm-hmm. And tonight, teams will be looking to survive, including Dallas, who got their butts handed to them by the Clippers without Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? James Harden.
Mm-hmm. James Harden had been scoring, man.
Doing his thing, man. Yeah. Playoff James Harden. We know what time it is.
No, we haven't seen playoff James Harden yet.
We know what time it is.
We haven't seen that one yet.
I got the internet going nuts.
So, this Taylor Swift thing is really weird, getting really weird to me. I'm actually kind of
the record drop.
I'm just kind of creeped. The her whole existence creeps me out. I don't think she's a real person. Like I'm being serious. I don't know what it is. I think there's some sort of mind control. I think something weird is going on. And when I read stories like this, it just kind of confirms where I'm at. And I sound like a loon. I'll be the first to admit, but. Apparently, she wrote a song about Kim Kardashian. Okay?
Yeah, I saw this.
And the diss song to Kim Kardashian, who, by the way, was unfair to her. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with how she feels about the way Kim treated her. But as a result of writing this song, Kim Kardashian lost 100,000 followers on Instagram, mm-hmm. and her whole feed is now spammed with people just going in on her on behalf of Taylor Swift. Then there's Paste Magazine. Paste Magazine reviews albums.
Mm-hmm.
And they put out the review of Taylor Swift's album, but they did not put the name of the person who reviewed the album. Yeah. And here's their reasoning. Quote, "There is no byline on this review due to how in 2019, when Paste reviewed Lover, the writer was sent threats of violence from readers who disagreed with the work. We care more about the safety of our staff than a name attached to an article." This is not normal, John.
No, it's not normal.
Like, you can tell me that there's a lot of Taylor Swift popularity. You can tell me that Taylor Swift is talented. You can tell me she has a lot of fans. This is not, like, this whole Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah.
She dates Travis Kelce, and all of a sudden he has more endorsements than Tom Brady ever did.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, this is not normal stuff right here. Taylor Swift scares the crap out of me, and I don't know what it is. You might think I'm crazy. That's not normal stuff right there. That's not normal reaction. And I think that, I don't know if it's an algorithm, I don't know if it's just the fact that people increase her popularity so much, and then other people say, well, she's this popular, I have to go like her this much. But that ain't normal, man. Michael Jackson fans were not threatening to kill people if they didn't like Thriller. That's not normal.
But that's where we are.
Nobody else has that.
It's not normal.
Nobody else has that. SEC fans don't do this.
Nobody is as big as her.
Well, I think she got help in getting this big.
Maybe, but I
think she got help in getting this big.
I don't know what that help would be. I mean, she's enormous.
Algorithms.
The machine.
Algorithms, mind control, all that type of stuff.
Mind control.
Yes, I think so.
It's the record label machine, man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think Kanye was trying to tell us something when he went up there and grabbed the mic
from
her.
Well, interesting you say that, because
when he went and grabbed the mic from her, I think he was trying to tell us something.
It's an algorithm. No.
She terrifies me.
She terrifies me. She's a monster. Not like a monster, like she's a monster, as in her the magnitude.
And then you listen to her music now, it sounds
weird. I'm about to say, I feel like it's not even adding up. Because if she was this big like this, I feel like everybody would know her music. Everybody would know this album.
Dude, nobody I know is bumping that, dude.
Well,
and there's like these 5-hour waits and stuff like this. I'm telling you, man, something weird is going on with this Taylor Swift thing.
When somebody is that big, that will force people like me and you to like her.
Or at least
know what's on it.
And I even think her old stuff was more like, dude, she's weird now. Like, she's weird now. She's talking about, like, something weird is up with this, man.
I will say this, and maybe
something's going
read
on.
Into this whatever you want. The top 10 songs right now.
I don't doubt it.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
All 10.
Yeah.
All 10, Figgy.
I mean, I get that, but us three can't even name a song.
I think someone buys them. I think someone buys them. I think someone is buying those, and then it's becoming to where you think it's so popular that you feel like you got to have it.
Yeah,
back that ain't Trill Burgers.
But see,
I see people outside of Trill Burgers.
You know they're there.
But see, back in the day, if one song was in the top 10. We probably would have known what that song is. And probably heard it.
You know what I see more from Taylor Swift fans? Like, I see people that the concert's awesome. Like, I'm not questioning her as a performer.
No, she's super talented.
Don't think I'm sitting here acting like they took 50 Tyson or something like that and made him a superstar. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, like, yeah, she's a good performer and stuff like that. But, I mean, the people that I see more, like, with Taylor Swift is people trying, oh, she must be cool, like, go check her out because she's so popular. I'm telling you, something weird is up with this Taylor Swift. That's not normal behavior, John.
Well, it shouldn't be.
I mean, like, you know, Texas A&M fans, University of Texas fans, SEC Alabama fans, Auburn, all that type of crap. Yeah. Craziest people ever.
Yeah.
We don't have riders having to not put their name on it because they're going to get threatened to get killed. Yes. Like, let's just put it like Drake has a beef with like Chris Brown has a beef with Quavo right now, and they're talking about killing each other.
Yeah.
Neither one of them's losing 100,000 followers and having their people talk about the guys catching bullets.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Yeah. No, it is, I think. I think it's just so, I think, she's so big.
I think that's part of the record label, man.
I think
part of the machine, man. Yeah. They got a part in social media where they can attack people that don't like it. They can promote.
She scares me, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she scares me.
I wouldn't want to get on her bad side.
No, I would not
want to get on her bad side.
You can't even review her albums, man.
No, you can't.
And there are some fans that are diehard. I'm not saying that, but that's like the difference between, there's a difference between like a Michael Jackson cult-like following, a Rolling Stones cult-like following, a Taylor Swift cult-like following. But now you got all these sites. Like, what are these people?
That's called stands.
These aren't even stands. These are nut jobs.
Well, nut job
what
stands.
What are they?
Yeah.
What is
to
this?
To have to hide the identity of your guy.
The guy that was obsessed with Eminem in that video, that's what they are.
Yeah.
That's exactly who they are.
Yeah. Dear Tay, I meant to write you sooner.
I got the internet going nuts.
Oh, by the way, the draft is is trending.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
I forgot about that.
Got the internet going nuts. I think we kind of have the... I noticed it this morning. I double-checked right now, and sure enough, still trending. The hipster pick, top three pick, top five pick.
Hipster?
The hipster top five pick. I think we have an answer now. We know who it's going to be. Now, I don't know if he's going to be picked in the top three or top five, but he's the one that all the drafts, all the mocks, all the Kuipers of the world, all the old, are all about. Joe Alt, the tackle.
From Notre Dame. Yeah.
Dude,
he's a badass.
Everybody's loving him. People are like, he should be the number one pick. He's the only sure thing in this draft.
He's a guaranteed 12-year.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, bro, if you want the left side locked down for a decade for your quarterback, Joe Alt is the guy.
I saw Joe Alt's tape. I'm reading one right now. This guy has Hall of Fame written all over. There's always one, right? There's always one. Joe Alt is the guy. Joe Alt is the trendy hipster. Oh, he's the best player in the draft. Well, you can have Caleb Williams. I want Joe Alt. Okay.
On the text line, the 806, speaking of Colts, Landry's afraid of strong women like Taylor Swift. I am not. I admire strong women. That ain't strong women, bro. there's something
you're just terrified. I'm just frightened.
They're threatening to kill people, bro. they're spamming like the feed. But by the way, Kim Kardashian deserves anything that comes with that because you.
So she earned it.
You played the game as much as you can, but that's still crazy.
Yeah.
Insane. Just absolutely insane. Joe Alt. How about that?
You look at you give me.
Give me 11 Joe Alts.
Give me 11 Joe Alts. you're thinking
he's
Super
the
Bowl.
One. I wonder where he's actually going to go.
7 to the Titans.
You think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll welcome that.
Yeah.
Wait, they're 7, right? Yeah.
Believe
7,
so.
8, right there. 9, yeah. Something like yeah. That. Top 10 yeah. Ish.
I think maybe. They're 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are. Who knows?
I got the internet going nuts.
So there's a couple of teams that are open for business. The Patriots at 3 and the Cardinals at 4. Is it a big smokescreen with the Cardinals? Like, surely in a world in which they've lost all these weapons, where they're committed to Kyler Murray, surely they're not passing on Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, surely that's why Marvin Harrison said, I don't want to talk to any of y'all. I'm not working out for any of y'all. I'm going to Arizona. Surely that is where Arizona is right now, is that they're gonna draft Marvin Harrison, right?
Yes, but everything is negotiable. Everything is negotiable. If somebody comes in and just blows them away.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody trade with them like the Chargers.
Yeah.
If they jump up and they get a couple extra picks and they just settle with Malik Nabers. I wouldn't be surprised.
Everything's
that.
Negotiable.
Come on, man.
I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, if the Chargers really want Marvin Harrison Jr.,
I
can see it. Who they receivers now?
Yeah.
I can see it.
Lost Keenan Allen?
They don't have any.
Yeah.
I can see them trading up.
Well,
pairing them with Justin Herbert.
I saw that CTE, ESPN, Antonio Brown, they're kind of playing up the Justin Herbert trade, but they're being funny about it in between. They're like, the only obstacle for the trade is the $360 million in dead cap. Like they're playing along with it. Ben Albright, the nut job, who had that like big fall off with his girlfriend when they were talking
about it.
Text and stuff and then deleting all the text and stuff.
Yeah.
He quote tweeted the Antonio Brown and said, contrary to these reports, this is not true. It's like,
no kid.
At least you're closer to where you should be credibility wise, but are you really, you're really like taking this fun CTE ESPN Antonio Brown thing serious?
Albright's weird.
I refute this report by Ball Sack Sports.
Goodness gracious. Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, first time it's ever happened. A lot of strong reaction in regards to it, plus two sleeps till it. A lot of it's coming up next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right. So, first time ever. Franchise history, the Texans have changed uniforms. The reaction, interesting. Cal McNair, Hannah McNair in studio. There's a party tonight to, it's not to unveil, it's to celebrate the unveil of the unis.
Yeah.
So you're going to have that. You got the merchandise on sale. It's going crazy. Vibes crazy. Draft coming up. You got the Stephon Diggs deal. You got Nick Caserio doing his thing. It is a fun time to be supporting football in Houston. I got to think, like, and I know that we kind of anticipated this, but I actually think this has been, like, kind of an interesting case study for something else that's kind of been an issue with this squad up until, I would say, the playoff game last year. I think you can restart the sellout streak. I don't think you're going to have too many empty seats in NRG this next season.
Or any season that in the foreseeable future.
There were more people in that parking lot buying gear today than there were at some games 3 probably. Years ago. That might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but I mean, it was there were people lining up there at about 7. So I think better days are ahead.
Yeah.
For sure.
What are you doing to me?
I just put a survey up, man.
Just put you a see survey this, up. Figgy?
Just a little survey at Landry Locker on Twitter, man. I think it's a good question.
Which H Town legend worse it best?
Oh, I said worse. I gotta. It's I gotta war. Change that. Yeah, yeah. I
me or Booker T? Well, it's me, clearly. Right? I got the Band-Aid on my nose.
Yeah, man. Can you dig it?
I did this for y'all's sake today.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Got a very ugly ass nose right now from those jungles of Costa Rica.
The biggest story right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of the uniforms, and this was something that was kind of teased and perhaps attempted, was there is no Oiler jersey. There is no Columbia / H-Town blue. That's not happening. And I feel like people are okay with it. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for Texans fans. I think it's a good thing to start the new era. I have no problem with it. I like it. I'm mm-hmm. glad. I think Amy Adams Stank might have bailed out Texans fans, and they can kind of do their own thing while just sprinkling a little blue in there.
Yeah, but her motive was not that.
Yeah, well,
her motive was to stick it to Houston.
Yeah, and I mean, that's like her dad. Her dad dealt with a lot of crap.
And she's just being petty and vindictive and just like... angry, stomping her feet. Oh, they treated daddy poorly, and so now I'm going to use all the power I have to stick it to him. That was her motivation, and it was rather silly, to be honest. But in the end, it's my favorite jersey, man. I think of the new ones.
The alternate
blue with the H-Town is
I
my.
I saw that coming.
Is my I know you did. Is my favorite one. And so it worked out all right. But I just like stay out of my business, man. You know you have nothing to do here.
Well, she is an owner in the league, right? I mean, she might be the worst.
Yeah, but the other owners weren't saying, "Oh no, you can't do that." And by the way, other colors have been used in more than one jersey: red, purple. I mean, just go down the list. You know, oh yeah, that's our color. Shut up, Amy. I mean, she's vindictive little shrew. Yeah, she's a shrew.
At least we can move past this.
Yeah, because I do like this
type of vibe,
and I do like the fact that you mentioned this earlier, and I think it's accurate. Like, let's say that the perfect storm comes together, and it already is: head coach, general manager, quarterback, roster, opportunity to make. A lot of noise in the NFL. Let's say they do have those moments. AFC Championship game. You know, maybe, dare I say, a Super Bowl appearance. Those are all going to be archived in this new look.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool in this new look. Like all those images of Earl Campbell, you know, hitting Isaiah Robertson and caving in his chest, you know, 99 yards or whatever it was, 79 yards, whatever it was, against the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. Those are archived in those uniforms. These are all going to be archived in these new threads, and they're pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
Sign me up for it, man.
Yeah.
Sign me up for it. Sign me up for the draft, too, by the way.
It's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Draft's here. Round one kind of going to be a little bit smooth. Mm-hmm. I like how Hardo Cal is, you know, just same stuff, different year.
Oh, he's
same
he's
stuff, better, different day.
He's been hanging around Cal
Casario and
Casario.
Casario, I mean, and D'Amico.
Nick and Casario.
Yeah.
Nick and D'Amico.
The goal doesn't change for the Houston Texans.
And you know what that means for this year? Absolutely nothing. Oh. Come on. Tell you what, Hannah's going to Hannah no matter what. She's getting a lot of run already on her. Well, they got to win first. They got to beat us first.
Talking about the Titans?
Yeah. That's pretty sweet.
I don't even think I'm looking at the Titans, really. I'm kind of overlooking them.
Yeah.
Dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
Is that dangerous or not?
I mean, it's always dangerous, I guess. But they're not my biggest threat, if I had to rank them.
No, they're not top two.
No.
They're not top two in the AFC.
In the division,
South.
Yeah.
This was Hannah firing some shots at the Stanky one and the Tennessee Titans. Here was Hannah McNair, Cal McNair, earlier today.
Are you ready to play the Titans again? I know you kind of enjoyed that sweep last year. You got that marked on the calendar? Is that
you know what's so funny is I was seeing some articles about Hannah salty about them wearing the uniforms. Who started that? Who started it wearing it against us. And then if anybody was at that game, their in-house PA mm-hmm. was instigating it. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable, but mm-hmm. also wonderful because we finished the story. Okay?
Yeah. Exactly.
So, she went
I mean, who's salty here?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I kind of like that. Is that going to be something that maybe we get a little bit of healthy rivalry where, you know?
Rivalry is good here. For the league.
It's here, right?
Yeah, it's good for the league.
And are the Titans are the top rival. It seems like it kind of moves. Right now, is that our top rival?
Well, first they need to beat us.
Ouch.
Okay. Oh, so it's not a rivalry yet. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So we got to go.
That's
we
how you
go.
Do it.
Okay.
Colts.
There you go. Look at Cal. That ain't
one. Cal's like, here's the hot sauce.
Here she goes again.
I want to beat all our AFC South friends.
No, Cal's trying to be political.
Well, I want to beat them all.
One of them.
Yeah.
Too late.
She wants to win them all.
Too late.
That should be good, man.
It's going to be great.
You lost a little steam with Amy Adams, though. I feel like she had you. She had you fired up, and then you're just like,
"What? Hell,
Amy's
no.
worn me out.
Hell,
Amy's
no.
worn me out.
Lopez getting worn out by Amy Adams. It's crazy.
Lopez's out of gas right now.
I don't know
man.
What kind of. I don't know what goes through your head sometimes Lopez when you just make
steam,
stuff
man.
Up.
Amy man. Got you out of gas.
Yeah, he's out of steam, man.
I truly figure. Have you ever figured out what goes through Landry's head that he just
kind of
makes
zoned
crap
out,
up?
Just kind of zoned out.
Like what is it about him that just all of a sudden he pulls something out of thin air?
He's like,
yeah. Like that truly did not happen. I would encourage you to go to the tape.
I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
Got my Band-Aid on my nose.
Okay, I do have that. I do have that.
Scrolling through Twitter. You know.
Figgy, what did you think of the reception from the uniforms and just the overall energy?
I think this is what I expected, man, because I know we was talking before and we thought it was going to be kind of mixed, which, you know, some of them are mixed, but I see a lot of positivity, man. I think people feeding into the hype, man. I'm kind of hyped, to be honest.
You just get swept up in it. You know, the biggest point here is, like, if this had happened 2 years ago, no one would – the response would not be anything close to what it is now.
Yeah, and Tyler's actually getting a tattoo today. Tyler's got a tattoo appointment.
Is he going to the thing?
Yeah, he's going to the thing. He's got a tattoo appointment at 6:30. I'm trying to convince him to make it a neck tat because, I mean, you're already all in. Like, it's not like –
Well, that's all in.
Well, he's already got a whole sleeve, but, I mean, I think he should go neck tat.
He can hide
the
sleeve, though.
Yeah, but he got –
You can't hide the neck tat.
The neck tat behind – just, like, behind his head. I mean, he's already all in. Look at those tattoos. Who's hiring him? Like, let's be honest.
All you got to do is throw on the long sleeve and he good.
I mean, you don't want to see Tyler in a long sleeve. He likes to wear the vest. Like, he dresses up in the vest.
He does.
He's more of a vest guy.
Tattoo doesn't help that.
Yeah,
neck tattoos aren't as frowned upon as they once were. I think he just needs, like, tasteful.
By who?
He needs a nice, tasteful neck tattoo, like, right here on the back of the neck.
Is that a thing?
Nah, he can't do
is
that.
Is a tasteful neck tattoo a thing?
Hell yeah, it's a thing. Shout out tasteful? To all the loopholes with neck. Heck yeah. These days, the neck tattoo, you can get away with it maybe behind the ear or something like that.
Well, that's not the neck.
We got to get Tyler the neck tattoo. That's the next big commitment.
Well, you sure are good at giving other people the tattoos.
I know. Why don't you get one?
I mean, he's the one.
Why don't you do it?
You're passing out neck tattoos like Skittles.
Why don't you coach the team?
Yeah.
He's volunteering for himself.
Why don't you coach the team?
Volunteer a neck tattoo. Why don't you get a sleeve?
I will say this. If you're gonna go get a tattoo on the Texans' dime at their uniform unveiling, you can't miss games like the Jets game. Because you're golfing with a stranger. That is kind of that we gotta
with a stranger.
It's one thing to have the full H-Town like skyline on your arm and skip watching a Texans game so you can go golf.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna go to the Texans uniform release party, you cannot skip any more big Texans games to golf with your wife's friend's husband. You got it. that's the new rule here, Tyler. If you're gonna go all in, we need you to go all in. Yeah. Neck tat. And no more golf outings.
Yeah, look, you're pretty generous giving other people tattoos.
Neck tat.
He's not really considering that.
I think he should.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He's why?
Lying, right?
Well, Tyler's not a neck tat.
No, like back of the neck. Not neck tat, like back of the neck.
Anywhere he wants to put it. I think he should, if that H should straddle his Adam's apple.
Now you're just effing with him like Landry.
I'm not, gonna be in trouble now. I don't think he should.
No, he has a beard too. Since he always has a beard, just you put it on Sterner the beard.
Here. Tyler, they're just messing with you, man.
Hey, look, there ain't no. Oh, he done broke the dent. No, I'm not.
You're serious?
He's a tattoo guy.
Did I hear the injury say tasteful neck tattoo?
Yeah, that's what threw me too. A tasteful neck tattoo.
He's got the Vans on. He's got the sleeve. He's got the H-Town. He's got the beard. Just put it where, like, right below the beard. Like, right below the beard right here on the neck. It can even be looking up to where you can't see it straight on.
I got a lot of other real estate to go before I get to the neck.
That's not you, man.
No.
You got that Kenya Martin.
It's either tonight, it's either going to be added to the sleeve on the right arm.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I don't know what size they're doing yet is the thing. And if it's not on the sleeve, in addition to that, I'm just going to start something new over on the left arm.
Now, that's reasonable. That's reasonable.
Just stay on that arm, dog.
I mean, I think you should just do it all, man. I think you should be from the waist up just tatted.
Well,
man.
I might someday.
I mean,
but
you got to go into, you got to have some part of your body that's aggy down.
Clint wanted him to get that full H just on the chest. Just
it was the back. I think he should go from the traps.
Yeah.
I think he should go from the traps to the top of his butt cheeks with that H. I think he should walk in. He should walk in and go, I don't know what size you guys are rocking with and giving away here, but I want that big boy. Yank your shirt off, hair everywhere.
Give me that double X.
If you're getting a tattoo at a party, like, let's not act like he's just going to the local shop. You're getting a tattoo at a party.
Well, you want to know the coolest part I just found out, though?
What's that?
The guy doing the ink work tonight at this event for the Texans, it's my artist, dude. It's my artist. I got continuity, baby. I got the same guy that's done all my work.
That was the concern I had, man. I was like, hey, man, you just going to let anybody just put a tat on you?
Well, now you got to do something.
I have a hard time believing that so many people are comfortable just laying down and throwing their arm out there and going, let's hustle through this.
People are inspired, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, that's the thing.
That's what my boy Cap and him used to do back in the day, you know, when you're in high school. Just roll over to old boy's house in OBT and say, hey, here it is, man.
I hate to be seven or eight in that line.
And ain't no doubt.
And no disrespect to Cap, that would have been about my guess based on some of the ink he has, if we're being honest.
Hey, Cap came home one day with his stepdad, Moose. Dad is raising Moose on his stomach right here, up ahead. From the shoulders up, baby. It looks good. It's unbelievably good. In somebody's house in OBT. Unbelievable,
man. You're listening to KILT-AM, KILT-HD2. The Drive is live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.